So do you remember 1859? Picture it. 1859. It was a bright, clear morning, and a large crowd had gathered at Niagara Falls to see Charles Blondin, the world's greatest tightrope walker of the day, walk across the falls. So Charles tested the very taut strand that reached to the other side of the falls, and then he took up his long pole and his balancing pole, and he balanced himself expertly, and he carefully made his way across the falls, and everybody applauded. Well, next, the crowd gasped when Charles Blondin put on a blindfold, and he made his way across and back again over the churning falls. And the crowd cheered this amazing feat. If that wasn't enough, he took up 2 6-foot stilts. And as the crowd trembled, he trekked across the wire and back, and the crowd just went wild at this point. And then Blondin took a wheelbarrow, and he wheeled up to the platform at the start of the wire, and he announced to the admiring crowd, "For my next feat, I will push this wheelbarrow across the wire and return safely. Do you believe I can do it?" "Yes, yes, yes," the crowd responded without hesitation. So the great Blondin, pointing to the empty wheelbarrow, invited the crowd, "Well, would anyone like to join me?" As you can imagine, the crowd fell silent. But he looked straight into the eye of every person in the crowd, one by one, as they backed away. And he said, "Don't you believe that I can make it across and back?" he asked. "Oh, yes, yes," they said. "Of course. So why won't you join me?" And soon, Charles Blondin stood alone on the banks of Niagara Falls. No one responded to his invitation to ride in the wheelbarrow. While many of those admirers said they believed in his skills, they were not willing to trust their lives to that belief. On this, the last Sunday of the church's year, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, we are challenged with a similar question. Do you believe I can do it? Do you believe that I am the Lord, the King of the universe? Do you believe that I can save you? Get in the wheelbarrow. Get in the wheelbarrow. To make an active and positive and unqualified declaration of faith and trust that Jesus is the master and the ruler and the Lord of our lives, get in the wheelbarrow. To trust that this master of both this life and the life to come will carry us over the precarious falls, not Niagara, but the falls and the turbulences of our lives, not allowing any harm to come to us on our journey to the other side, to that kingdom that Jesus himself said to Pilate is not of this world, means that we have to get in the wheelbarrow. All the readings of the final Sunday of the year are about the kingdom that does not belong to this world, and that we're all headed in that direction. We're all headed toward that kingdom, but we're more in the boat that's in the rapids, about ready to go over the falls. And without getting in the wheelbarrow of the one who's crossing the falls to the other side, we're never going to make it on our own. Jesus said that my word is truth, my voice is truth. And those who follow my voice, those who listen to my voice, know the truth and will be saved. And I will carry you from here to there. I will lead you from this world to the next. But it means risking something. And every one of us here have something to risk. Just like all those people who were watching Charles Blondin had something to risk their very physical lives. We all have something to risk. There's something that always seems to hold us back from getting in the wheelbarrow of the Lord's truth. You know, we cannot be disciples by default. Disciples by default are the people who are going down the rapids without hope other than going over the falls and may not even have a barrel. We can only be disciples by a conscious and deliberate choice. We cannot respond passively to the call of discipleship. The gospel that we've heard through this whole year of Jesus talking about how we are to be followers, how we need to respond in some way. And we're here again, sometimes with the same hesitancy about responding, about giving totally of ourselves, about submission to the King of our lives. Imagine our Lord Jesus Christ looking into your eyes this morning, into my eyes this morning, and asking, what about you? What about you? Do you want to join me? Do you believe that I can make it across? That I can carry you at the same time to the kingdom? Do you believe it? Do you believe I can do this for you? Do you believe that I have done it for you? Do you believe that I will do it for you? Will you get in my wheelbarrow, the wheelbarrow of my arms, and allow me to carry you? Do you trust me?